So you may have heard that Monday something very exciting is happening in North America. What's that? That's right, there's going to be an eclipse with the moon and the sun and all of that kind of stuff. Do not look at the sun without those glasses or whatever it is. I saw a meme going around online. It is not true. You cannot use a piece of matzah as solar eclipse glasses. But, in honor of the solar eclipse, in honor of the moon, I thought I'd share with you just a short story tonight. You see, there once was a town called Chelm. Chelm was a country, a small town back in the old country where the folks were either the wisest fools you had ever met or the foolish wise people you had ever met. Anybody ever hear a story about the town of Chelm? Lots of good stories about them. Well, this is the one. This is the one where they tried to capture the moon. You see, the town of Chelm was lovely, and people loved being outdoors and visiting their neighbors, going from place to place, walking through the center of town. They did it all day long, and they liked to do it at night as well. But there were no streetlights in Chelm, so on the nights when the moon was full, they could easily go and visit with one another. But when there was no moon at all, it was dark, as they went from place to place, oh, they'd bump into one another. Ouch! They'd stumble over a tree root or a branch. Boom! They'd bang into something or another. And it ruined their whole evening. Well, one day, one night at a town meeting, Shlomo had had enough. He asked for the microphone to be able to speak, and he said, "People of Chelm, we have a problem. Every time when it is dark outside and we try and visit one another, we bump into things, we trip over tree roots, we stub our toes and scrape our shins. All those in favor of no longer doing that, raise your hand." And the vote carried. But now, what were they going to do about that? How were they going to have enough light? Shlomo said, "I don't know, I can't come up with all of the good ideas myself." Fortunately, his friend Sarah had an idea. She said, "We're going to capture the moon. If we can capture the moon, then there will always be light. We'll always be able to see. All in favor of capturing the moon and always having light and never bumping into things, raise your hand." And they raised their hand. "Now, how are we going to do that?" And Sarah said, "I don't know. I can't come up with all the good ideas by myself." But her friend Yaakov had a thought. He said, "Now, we all have been down by Lake Chelm, right? And in Lake Chelm at night, we see that the moon sometimes comes down for a swim. It must like being swimming in the water. All we need to do is cast a net over the moon when it is swimming in the lake, capture it, and we'll have the moon." Well, everyone thought this was an excellent plan, and they all went home and got as many nets as they could, and they sewed and they wove them all together. And on the next moonlit night, they went down to Lake Chelm, and they waited until the moon was in the water. A little girl said, "There it is, there it is." And they threw their net, they cast their net. But they realized they had not planned all the way. The people on the right side of the lake wanted to pull the net that way. The people on the left side of the lake wanted to pull the net that way. They argued and they struggled and they struggled and they argued. And by the time they pulled in the net, guess what? The moon had escaped. There was no moon in that net. Well, this did not deter the wise people of Chelm. They thought and they thought and they thought and they thought, and they came up with another plan. They figured if the moon had come down because it liked being in the water, maybe it wanted a drink of the water, they just needed to entice the moon once again with something else, something that the moon couldn't possibly resist. One of them suggested, "Well, maybe chicken soup." One of them said, "Well, maybe lemonade." But then they had a realization. There was nothing in town that was more enjoyable than the borscht soup of their friend Goldie. So Goldie was enjoying the pond to create a big, giant barrel of soup, of borscht soup. How many of you have had borscht soup before? Oh, it's so good, but I tell you, you have never had borscht soup like Goldie's borscht soup. So rich, so velvety, so full of beets. So Goldie crafted all day long, cooked and cooked and cooked, filled a giant barrel with her delicious borscht soup. As a matter of fact, it looked so good, she even took a pail or two of sour cream to put in, because what else do you put in borscht soup except for if not sour cream. Well, finally, the soup was ready just in time for the sun to go down and the moon to come up. And the Chelmites stood around and watched the barrel full of borscht soup. And then all of a sudden they saw that the moon had in fact come down. Their plan had worked. Quick, quick, they yelled. Somebody run and get a cover for the barrel. And so Tevye ran and got the cover for the barrel, and they put it on top of the barrel, and they hammered, and they nailed, and they nailed, and they hammered. There was no way the moon was escaping from that barrel. Now, where would they keep this barrel? What would they do with it? How would they keep it ready so that they would always have the moon? What was the safest place in town, the most secure place, the most trusted place? The synagogue, of course. So they took the barrel, they schlepped the barrel, they rolled the barrel all the way over to the synagogue. And they said, Rabbi, you must watch this barrel. Make sure that the moon does not escape, that it is ready for us, so we will always have light. The rabbi looked at the Chelmites, but he was a Chelmite too, so he nodded and said, of course, and watched the barrel all night long. Well, the next morning, the rabbi realized, maybe he ought to check on the moon. Maybe it needed a little bit of sunshine. Maybe it needed a little bit more air. And he carefully undid all of the nails and the hammers and the hammers and the nails and took the lid off, and there was no moon in the barrel at all. Oh my goodness, said the rabbi, call everyone. And everyone from Chelm came to the synagogue to see what had happened. Oh my goodness, maybe it escaped, said someone. No, no, we nailed it on quite tightly. Well, maybe it sank. Oh, they got the biggest ladle that they could find. They reached all the way down into the barrel, the bottom of the soup, but there was no moon. And then one little girl thought, uh-oh, maybe, just maybe, the borscht was so hot that it melted the moon. And lo and behold, there were little bits and fluffs of white. Maybe it was sour cream, but maybe it was melted moon. Well, the Chelmites were a little sad about that, but the rabbi looked at the community and said, that is okay, my friends. And after all, we have this giant barrel of borscht. How could we possibly be sad? Let's all enjoy some of Goldie's borscht. And everyone ate all of the borscht all the way down to the last barrel. Well, it wasn't much longer than that, a couple of weeks, just a little bit beyond that, when all of a sudden, one night in the sky, they saw a faint sliver. Rabbi, Rabbi, what does that mean? What is that light? And the rabbi realized what had happened, and he explained to the Chelmites, silly Chelmites, of course you know, the old moon may have melted, but every month there is a new moon. And the Chelmites were then awfully happy. And from that point on, every month, they convinced Goldie to make one more giant barrel of her borscht soup. And every month, they tried to capture the moon, never with any great success, except that every month, they gathered for a giant communal feast of having borscht together. Maybe they weren't so foolish after all. Shabbat Shalom.